Good morning. Like every other company that opposes independent share policies, Pepsi's board members say they want to, quote, retain flexibility that allows them to combine the chair and CEO. What this really means is we want to make up the rules as we go along. Or more plainly, we don't want any rules. Almost every other structured hierarchy, whether they be businesses, governments, NGOs, etc., have rules for their leadership roles. But not Pepsi's board. They want to combine chair and CEO if they feel like it. Or they don't want to combine chair and CEO if they don't feel like it. It all just depends on what day you ask them. This is no way to run a multinational corporation. Now, Pepsi, like every other company with a combined chair and CEO, proudly states that they have a, quote, robust lead independent director with a supposedly strong list of responsibilities. The board cites Mr. Cook, who presides in that role, and one of the things they are proud of that he created was the board's Sustainability, Diversity, and Public Policy Committee. I'm not surprised the board is proud of this committee because it invokes the two most favorite terms of woke corporate America, sustainability and diversity. I'm sure the board would cite the most superficial of diversity terms by pointing out its members' skin colors and genders. Although I'm not sure two sexes are enough these days to accomplish adequate gender diversity. Nonetheless, Pepsi's board lacks diversity in one significant area, and that's ideological diversity. Research of each director's campaign contribution shows the board is dominated by one side of the political spectrum. And looking at the woke initiatives that Mr. LaGuarta involves the company in, it's easy to tell which political side the company is on. For example, after pandering to the anti-police Black Lives Matter movement and promising $400 million to, quote, increase black representation at PepsiCo, end quote, you can see that while the company refuses to be colorblind, it is certainly woke. Our destroyed inner cities have paid the price because of its support for that. And Pepsi certainly played with fire by announcing a Cracker Jill brand counterpart to its beloved Cracker Jack. The company announced that the campaign is, quote, fueled by powerful female and non-binary voices, end quote. In case you haven't noticed, Bud Light is suffering a brand meltdown over a so-called non-binary campaign. Pepsi's board may think its earnings are good, but all it takes is one woke false step and your company is in a tailspin. Just ask Anheuser-Busch. Pepsi may think it's diverse, but in reality, it is uniformly woke. So, if we can't convince you to separate the chairman and CEO, how about you infuse the board with some different ideological views at least? We're ready to start the conversation with you. Please vote for proposal number 5.